content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Lotshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Martha Stewart Living. Joy to your world. The holidays are life in high definition. Every bright spot, family, traditions, celebrations, glows brighter. But all that excitement can fuel major burnout. We asked experts how to sail through the month sans stress and exhaustion, and their answer was enlightening. Put yourself on your own nice list with these five feel-good presents. First, the gift of a calm, clear head. What with work life, mom life, and general life, we strive to be multitasking masters only to feel like morons. Research shows people who focus on two tasks make three times the mistakes of those doing one. It can also cause an IQ drop of up to 15%, similar to sleep deprivation. To mentally declutter, first monotask. That's right, just do one thing at a time. A radical idea, we know. When baking from a recipe on your phone, turn off your notifications so you don't get hijacked by email or texts. If you're helping a Christmas pageant rehearsal, silence it, or better yet, power it down. You'll be more likely to do the task well and with pleasure. Enlist help. We think we have to do everything, but that's not even micromanaging. It's solo managing, says efficiency expert Tanya Dalton, author of the new book, The Joy of Missing Out. So have your kids address the holiday card envelopes or press on the stamps. Stick with what works. Remind yourself there's no need to reinvent the brie wheel every year. I once had the great idea to do a Christmas Eve quesadilla bar, Dalton says. I spent the whole night slaving over the stove, which added to my stress and frustration, when all I wanted was to make the moment special. She's since gone back to her famous make-ahead roasted crab feast and dives in with everyone else. 2, the gift of time. It's there for the taking if you know where to look. Scientists call the concept time affluence, says Laurie Santos, a psychology professor at Yale University and the host of the podcast The Happiness Lab. It's not the amount of time you have, but the amount you feel you have. It's like when you walk into a meeting, learn it's been canceled, and rejoice. To create that high for yourself, first prioritize. Set an intention for the season. No incense burning or bell chiming necessary. Just take a few minutes to really think about what matters to you. This will help you streamline, says Dalton. Do you want to get the whole extended family together? Is it important to give every teacher, dog walker, or coach a personalized token, or will a gift card and a sincere note suffice? Zeroing in on what is most meaningful will help you feel okay about skipping what isn't. We won't tell if the elf stays deep in a closet shelf because the kids were such angels all year. Pick your parties. If the neighbor's glog fest will help you celebrate the way you want to, go. If not, don't. And resist the temptation to put it off or say maybe. Research by Harvard University psychologist Daniel Gilbert has found that people who say yes or no immediately are happier with their decision than those who waffle. Any host will appreciate the prompt and definitive answer, too. Your "so sorry, can't make it" could be the RSVP that saves him or her from rolling one more cheese log. Find extra pockets. Get to school, pick up early, and read for a few minutes, or park a few streets over from that party and call a friend before you head in. Then pull a Cinderella, poof, when you're ready to split, a move sleep researcher Rebecca Robbins, PhD, swears by. Everyone's always like, "Where did Rebecca go?" she admits. But I know that to be at my best the next day, I need to be at home by 10 and asleep by 11. Next, the gift of energy. Your get-up-and-go may have gone MIA after Thanksgiving. The counterintuitive cure? Move more. Research shows that a half hour of cardio 3 times a week for 3 months is as good as a Zoloft prescription for reducing depression symptoms, says Santos. Yet, when things get busy, exercise is often the first thing to fall off our list. That doesn't mean skipping the cookie swap to hit the gym. No one likes a Grinch, no matter how toned her triceps. Instead, says Seattle nutritionist and personal trainer Amy Gallo, look for seasonal opportunities. Drive to the neighborhood that goes all out with holiday lights and park and walk around. Ice skating's a great activity, whether on a lake or at a mall. If lacing up a pair of skates is a long shot, remember the shoveling snow, lugging and trimming the tree, and making up the guest bedroom are bona fide workouts, too. Fourth is the gift of genuine memories. You look forward to seeing parents and siblings all year until they push the buttons that rewind you to your moody, broody 13-year-old self. The challenge is to shake off the pressure to have the best Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or New Year ever, and authentically connect with the people you love. An incredibly easy way is to take pictures for yourself, not the Instagram. A 2018 NYU study found that when we snap photos for our own use, it helps us fully experience what is happening and remember it later. But when we stage pictures for social media, Santos explains, all our cognitive effort is focused on looking a particular way, and it blocks the enjoyment and the formation of memories. It's a scientific fact. That video of Grandma making the raw turkey dance to the grandkids' delight will live on as family lore, unlike your post of everyone posed, smiled around the burnished bird. And last, the gift of gratitude. Feeling blessed, not stressed, can be a stretch when you're camping on the pullout in your parents' TV room. To find your bliss, first give back. Bake treats for a housebound neighbor or fill a child's stocking via the U.S. Postal Service's Operation Santa. You can do that on delivercheer.com. The good deed will boost more than your karma. According to a 2008 study by researchers at Harvard Business School and University of British Columbia, spending money on others makes you happier than buying stuff for yourself. Next, embrace rituals. They're grounding and connecting, says Santos. They let everyone know what to do and make time together fluid and enjoyable. New, old, it doesn't matter. Research suggests they don't have to go back generations. You can just make them up, she says. Her in-laws pass around Springerly cookies in the evenings. Your clan could take turns opening an Advent candle or watch a Charlie Brown Christmas. And last, take stock. Before bed, make a mental list of three good things that happened during the day. This helps you get into a positive state of mind and fall asleep faster, says Robbins. Plus, it counteracts our natural tendency to ruminate on what went wrong and what we're anxious about. The holidays can make us think about the things we don't have, the presents we can't buy, the people who are no longer with us, says Santos. But research shows that to be happy, you should focus on the things you are grateful for. And with that, we say sweet dreams to all. And to all, a good night. From Good Housekeeping, some Christmas Day family picks. Little Women airs December 25th. The A-lister packed cast alone, Emma Watson, Saoirse Ronan, Meryl Streep, and Laura Dern, is reason enough to see another adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's classic novel. This version delves into new aspects of the March sisters' lives. Cats. This comes out December 13th. You and your older kids love Broadway? You'll be mimicking Jennifer Hudson belting out the iconic show tune Memory all the way home. And Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, comes out December 20th. In a galaxy far, far away, Rey, played by Daisy Ridley, discovers that no one's ever really gone as her saga continues and the Skywalker's saga concludes. From Good Housekeeping, feel more joy this season. The secret is a technique psychologists call savoring, a way to fully absorb life's special moments. Try it for yourself with these expert tricks. First, and it's a little hard to do this one at this point, celebrate early. Stores that stock holiday decor in the fall have the right idea. Thinking about and planning a holiday extends its bliss beyond a few short weeks. One study found that anticipation in the weeks before a vacation is a big part of the happiness the vacation brings. Next, have an intermission. Try taking a break in the middle of gift-giving or waiting an hour before serving dessert at your holiday feast. Even a brief hiatus from something enjoyable can reset your pleasure level. Create mini traditions. Engaging in a short ritual before doing something you like can make your experience even better. Study subjects told to unwrap and eat a chocolate bar in a specific step-by-step style savored it much more. Find ways to turn tree decorating into a fun routine. Take a photo in your head. If you snap a mental picture of an unexpected delight, like your kid's face as she bites into a gingerbread cookie, you can replay those images in your mind later and instantly rekindle the positive emotions. Give thanks freely and often. Research shows that the act of saying thank you can actually increase your own happiness by making us more aware of positive feelings. And last, treat joy as if it's finite. The awareness of an ending encourages us to seize the moment while it lasts. Acknowledging that your tree will come down soon and your extended family will go home, sob, but also can help you treasure all of it even more. From Good Housekeeping, time-saving hosting tricks. First, follow these tips and you'll actually be able to enjoy your own bash. Set up a self-serve cocktail bar. Forget stocking a bar cart with endless supplies for everyone's favorite drinks. Decide on one or two festive picks to prep ahead, like spiked apple cider or Moscow mules or cranberry punch, and then let your guests serve themselves from punch bowls. Choose no-cook appetizers. Put together beautiful cheese and charcuterie boards instead of fussing over hot hors d'oeuvres. They're delicious and can be assembled in minutes on pretty wooden, slate, or marble cutting boards, says our kitchen appliances lab. Include an assortment of cured meats, cheeses, olives, crackers, grapes, spiced nuts, and spreads. Mix a quick chill station. Make a tub of salted ice water, 1 cup of salt per gallon of water, to chill bottles of wine and other drinks. It will also free up fridge space. Just keeping a few bar cloths by the tub for wiping drippy bottles will cut down on the mess. Direct food and drink traffic. If you're serving things buffet style, keep drinks and food on opposite ends of the room to prevent gridlock. And last, stock up on to-go boxes. Get new containers that don't cost a ton, like those from lab favorite Glad, so you can send everyone home with yummy leftovers without raiding your personal supply. From Woman's Day, Holiday Party Recovery Plan. Had a little too much fun at your office shindig or a friend's ugly sweater bash? These tips will get you on track so you can start the new year at your best. First, get sweaty. You may not feel like dragging yourself out of bed, but exercise releases mood-boosting endorphins that put you in a positive mindset, which helps you make healthier food decisions throughout the day. Go for a brisk walk, dance around the living room, or practice some yoga poses. It's your very own reset button. Mind your meals. Steer clear of salty foods like deli meat, canned and processed foods, and cheese. These make you retain water as your body tries to dilute all that sodium, leaving you bloated. Instead, reach for fiber-rich vegetables and fruits, yogurt, and salted, unsalted nuts and seeds, and load up on lean protein like skinless chicken, fish, egg whites, and beans. Those help steady blood sugar. And aim to gulp 2 cups of water before each meal to help flush excess salt from your body and aid in digestion. And schedule me time. The stress a hangover puts on your body can cause levels of the hormone cortisol to spike, messing with everything from digestion to sleep. Carve out time for relaxing activities like yoga and meditation, or treat yourself to a manicure or a long steamy bath. And your day after detox menu, these foods will help you to de-bloat and re-energize fast. For breakfast, try a veggie egg scramble. Scramble 4 egg whites with 1 egg with onions, mushrooms, and red bell peppers or other vegetables. Serve with an orange and black coffee or tea. For lunch, eat unlimited leafy greens with raw broccoli, carrots, mushrooms, tomatoes, and cucumbers, and cooked protein. Pick one of the following: fish or seafood, skinless poultry, tofu, beans, or lentils. Topped with 1 to 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil with unlimited vinegar and or fresh lemon or lime juice. For a snack, have an apple plus 1 ounce, which is 1/4 cup or a small handful, of nuts or seeds to help balance blood sugar, curb cravings, and boost energy. For dinner, 1 sheet pan roast. Put your favorite veggies, I love cauliflower, broccoli, mushrooms, bell peppers, and onion, alongside your protein pick, chicken, fish, or shrimp, or tofu, on a sheet pan. Liberally mist with olive oil spray and sprinkle on preferred seasonings such as cumin, garlic powder, red pepper flakes, and lemon or lime juice. Go easy on the salt. Roast at 425 degrees until veggies are golden brown and tender, and protein is cooked through. Cooking time will vary. From Woman's Day, deck and protect the halls. Enjoy peace of mind while you're away for the holidays. There are some Yuletide don'ts. Never burn evergreen boughs or wrapping paper in your fireplace. The dry needles and sap or loose embers could ignite your living room rug or even the roof or landscaping. Keep an eye on packages. Smart outdoor video cameras can help stop porch pirates. Some, like the Ring video doorbell, available at Best Buy for $100, record footage and, when movement is detected, send you an alert. Other cameras can also safeguard your property with live feeds and night vision. Before heading out of town, first ditch the tree. Discard your natural Christmas tree before you travel for the holidays. If you own an artificial one, make sure it's labeled fire-resistant and that its lights bear the mark of a nationally recognized independent testing lab. Fake trees have been known to go up in flames, too. Block the view. Stand on your sidewalk and driveway and check what's visible through your windows. Move wrapped boxes and other goodies out of sight to deny thieves a sneak peek. And last, check the chimney. Have heating systems, including the fireplace, cleaned and inspected at least once a year. Get it done before the season to head off any problems. From Martha Stewart Living, behold balanced and nutritious breakfasts. We've got 3 here. Sweet potato pudding is first. Roast a sweet potato at 400 degrees for an hour when you're prepping dinner, and then you're halfway done with tomorrow's breakfast. So here's what you do. Remove skin from 1 roasted sweet potato. Transfer the flesh, about 1 cup, to a food processor. Blend with 3 tablespoons unsweetened almond milk, 2 tablespoons almond butter, and a generous pinch each of ground cinnamon and kosher salt until smooth. Serve immediately with pomegranate egg rolls, sliced almonds, and toasted unsweetened coconut flakes. Or you can chill it. Pudding can be refrigerated in an airtight container for up to 5 days. Active and total time, 10 minutes, and this serves 2. Next, vegetable hash with eggs. Active times 20 minutes, total time 55, and it serves 6. It's a vitamin-rich cauliflower and broccoli bake, which replaces potatoes in this plant-based bake. Preheat oven to 425. Pulse 1 small head of cauliflower, trimmed, cored, and cut into florets in a food processor until finely chopped. Transfer to a rimmed baking sheet. Repeat with 1 pound of broccoli, trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces. Add 1 red bell pepper, seeded and diced, and 1/2 a red onion, diced, to the sheet. Toss with 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil. Season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Spread in an even layer and roast, stirring once until golden around the edges, 25 to 30 minutes. Remove sheet from the oven. Toss in 2 packed cups of baby spinach. Make 6 small wells in the mixture with the back of a spoon. Crack an egg into each well. Bake until the whites are just set, 5 minutes. Season the eggs and serve. And the last one, baked berry oatmeal. Pepitas and hemp seed hearts offer a big helping of omega-3 fatty acids. Preheat oven to 350. Butter a 3-quart baking dish. Sprinkle 6 medjool dates, pitted and chopped evenly over the bottom. In a large bowl, whisk together 4 cups old-fashioned rolled oats, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. In another bowl, whisk 4 cups whole milk, 1/4 cup pure maple syrup, 4 tablespoons melted unsalted butter, 2 eggs, and 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. Add to the oat mixture. Stir to combine. Transfer to prepared dish. Sprinkle with 1 cup fresh or frozen mixed berries. Bake until just set, about 35 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup toasted pepitas and 2 tablespoons hemp seed hearts. Let cool 20 minutes. Serve warm or cold with more maple syrup. And on this one, active time was 20 minutes, total time 50, plus cooling, and it serves a whopping 8. From Good Housekeeping, we've got Christmas cookies here, gingerbread cookies, and royal icing, which will follow here. The gingerbread cookies, active time's 30 minutes, and the total is an hour. You need 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 1/2 teaspoons ground ginger, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temperature, 1/2 cup firmly packed dark brown sugar, 1 large egg, 1/4 cup molasses, 1 1/2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, and then you will be icing them with royal icing, which I'll have another recipe, and sanding sugar and white pearl dragees for decorating. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, baking soda, cloves, and salt. In a large bowl, using electric mixer, beat butter and brown sugar on high speed until light and fluffy, 4 to 6 minutes. Beat in egg, molasses, and vanilla. Reduce speed to low and gradually add flour mixture, mixing until just incorporated. The dough will be soft. Divide the dough in portions and roll each between 2 sheets of parchment paper to 1/8 inch thick. Refrigerate until firm at least 30 minutes or up to a week. Up to a week if it's wrapped. Heat oven to 350. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. Using floured cookie cutters, cut out cookies. Place on prepared sheets. Bake rotating positions of the baking sheets halfway through until cookies are light golden brown around the edges, 10 to 12 minutes. Cool on sheets 5 minutes. Transfer to wire racks to cool completely. Decorate cookies with royal icing, sanding sugar, and dragees as desired. And this makes about 2 dozen. And here's their recipe for royal icing. It takes 10 minutes. 3 large egg whites, 1/2 teaspoon cream of tartar, which is found in the spice aisle. It's a powder. And 1 pound confectioner's sugar. In a large bowl, using electric mixer on medium-high speed, whisk egg whites and cream of tartar until foamy, about 1 minute. Reduce mixer speed to low and gradually add the sugar, beating until just incorporated. Increase speed to high and beat until medium stiff glossy peaks form, 5 to 7 minutes. This makes 4 cups of icing. Also from Good Housekeeping, Jammy Brie Cups. This would be maybe a party favorite. Active time is 15 minutes and total time is 30. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Unfold and cut 1 sheet puff pastry, thawed, into 24 squares about 1 1/2 inches each and press into a mini muffin pan. Cut 3 ounces of brie into 24 cubes. Add 1 to each pastry cup and then top with 1/2 teaspoon of your favorite jam and a couple of fresh thyme leaves. Bake rotating sheets halfway through until golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Remove from pans and let cool on wire rack. This makes 24. And prosciutto and mustard pinwheels. This active time is 15 minutes and total time 30. Heat oven to 400 degrees. On lightly floured surface, unfold and roll one sheet of puff pastry, thawed, to 11 by 16 inches, which is a rectangle. Spread 3 tablespoons Dijon mustard on top, then top with 3 ounces thinly sliced prosciutto and sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon freshly cracked pepper. Starting with one of the short sides, roll into a log. Slice into 1/2-inch wheels and transfer to parchment-lined baking sheets, spacing at least 1 inch apart. Bake, rotating the sheets halfway through until golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Let cool completely on sheets on wire racks before serving. And this makes 22. From Martha Stewart Living, what cheeses can my lactose intolerant daughter eat? Answer, since digesting the sugar, aka lactose, in dairy products is difficult, her best bets are kinds with low sugar content, such as aged cheddar and Gouda, Parmesan, and Swiss. These varieties are typically fermented for more than 6 months, says Lily Nichols, RDN, author of Real Food for Pregnancy, which came out in 2018. The bacteria involved in that process, called lactobacilli, literally eat up lactose. Also worth a try, cheeses made from sheep's or goat's milk, which contain some sugar but tend to be more easily digested than their bovine counterparts, Nichols said. And we have another book for your pleasure, your reading pleasure, from Martha Stewart Living. It's recommended Olive Again, Olive, comma, Again. It's a Random House book. It's the sequel to Elizabeth Strout's 2009 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. And I'll spell her last name, Strout, Elizabeth. It takes you back to Crosby, Maine, for blunt, lovable Mrs. Kitteridge and her neighbors' everyday outings, a car ride or a baby shower, are ripe with joy and heartbreak. And another book recommendation from Family Circle, No Stopping Us Now, by Gail Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Most women dread getting older, and who can blame them? But after reading this lively, funny, and surprising history of older women in America, you'll have a new perspective. Starting from the early colonial period and continuing straight through to our current notorious RBG era, Collins chronicles the lives of the country's most formidable women, many of whom you've probably never heard of. As it turns out, attitudes toward older women have never cut a clear path. Swinging wildly through the decades, you'll be outraged, inspired, and most of all, glad you read it. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It's readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time.